Let's see. Ray called us first, then Terry, then Charlie. Go for it, Ray.
Well, hi, Dr. Wright. Thanks for taking my call, and it's a pleasure to talk to you again. Hey, you know, I read that book that you recommended about acne and fluoride. I can't remember the title of it.
Yes, sir.
You remember the title of it?
No, I got so many books I don't recall offhand, but if you just put acne fluoride book into your search engine, you'll find the thing.
Yeah, it came up. But, you know, she talks about in the very end, if you remember, she talks about iodine or iodine, whatever one it is
yes,
you're
sir.
Talking about.
Yes.
Now, she's saying in the end there that that'll actually purge your body of fluoride that's in you?
Yes, it will. However, to get that done, you've got to take quite a lot. So please work with your doctor on that.
Well, I'm not looking to do that, but I just wanted to see if you... So, but she's saying that we, instead of micrograms, the MCG, that we need to be taking milligrams of fluoride. So I'm wondering, what's a safe dose for somebody in their 60s to take, you know, because I have the that solution you guys sell, Bernard's.
Bernard's solution,
and, you know, I use it from time to time on, you know, when I have a sinus infection or something.
Right.
So I was wondering... Could one safely, because I don't use salt that has iodine in it because of the caking substances they put in there.
Right.
In the salts. And most sea salts don't have iodine added. So I'm wondering, could I take one drop once a week? Would that be safe? And
that would be very safe, sir. One drop once a week of Bernard solution. You're way below the upper limit with that. You'd need to, if you wanted to go to the upper limit, you'd need to go to multiple drops a day, 8, 10, 12, something like that. So one per week is perfectly safe.
Okay, and that would probably meet my dietary requirements.
Yes, it would meet the dietary requirements, but don't forget, the dietary requirements are set by people who, I'm very sorry, always put them below what some people could use. So it might be enough for you, it might not be quite enough.
How do you tell?
With iodide, which is what Bernard's solution is, it's strictly iodide, not iodine. And by the way, that's the one you want to displace fluoride, you want the iodide.
Right, the other one will poison you.
Well, not really.
If you take it orally.
Not really, sir, but if you take too much of it, it'll get you. You're right there.
I thought it was...
Yeah, no. The other one is called Lugol's solution. It's a mixture of iodine and iodide. And that one, unfortunately, can't get it full strength out of prescription anymore. What's sold online is just weakened. But that's yet another edict by one of the... King George's III back in Washington, D.C. But getting back to you, sir, one drop a week is not going to be an overdose. And if you felt like using a couple, three drops a week, you still wouldn't be at an overdose.
Okay. It talks a lot about how people in Japan, in that book, talks about people in Japan, the women, they have low incidence of breast cancer. Do you think
yes,
that's
sir.
Because
it's the lowest
They have higher iodine levels because of the seafood they eat?
Yes, sir. It's not just the seafood. It's the seaweed. You've been to Japanese restaurants.
Right.
Is very prevalent in the Japanese diet, and it's been known for years and years and years that the lowest incidence of breast cancer in the world is Japan, and the second lowest is Iceland. And guess what? They're top two in eating fish and seaweed.
Right. I think in the book, The Case Against Sugar by Gary Taub, he brings out that when women from Japan come over here by the second or third generation, they start having the same incidence of breast cancer as American women do.
Yes, sir. I've got to admire anyone who does a lot of reading so that they can improve their own and their family's health, and you're doing it. Go for it. Keep doing it, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Wright.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling, because what you've helped me to do is, again, to spread the word out there to anybody who hasn't seen this information, and many have, so my apologies there. But thank you so much, Ray, and keep on
thank
your
you.
Reading. You're much more likely to be with us longer if you do that.